In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the 7th of June. Glad you could be here, everybody. Senator Chris Dodd is out of politics. Congressman Barney Frank is out of politics. Their conjoined names, however, are still very much in the political arena. Today, Texas Republican Jeb Hensarling, who has Frank's old job as the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, announced the GOP's preferred alternative to the Dodd-Frank law, the big reform package that came out of the financial crisis, as I'm sure you remember. Whether it's going to go anywhere depends very much on what happens this November, but it is worth a minute, perhaps, to remember what Dodd-Frank was supposed to do in the first place and where things stand now. Marketplace's Jed Kim gets us going.
After the financial crisis of 2008, the Dodd-Frank Act was supposed to institute a lot of regulations to make sure such a collapse never happens again. But did it deliver? Finding out is not a fun homework assignment. The act is dense, complicated. Fortunately, there's a way to cheat. Get answers from people who helped write it. First up, there's Donald Lamsden, counsel for Squire Patton Boggs. Lamsden also helped pen one of the act's most contentious parts, the Volcker Rule.
Well, I wrote the first draft.
It restricts banks from making investments that benefit themselves, not their customers. Lamsden says another big impact is requiring financial institutions to have more capital on hand to cover losses.
And the other one is the creation of the CFPB, which puts another new regulator on the beat.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau recently made headlines when it proposed tougher restrictions on payday lenders. Lamsden says while the act was designed to protect, it has had some unintended consequences, such as driving up banks' costs. Which means
the next time one of your listeners goes in for a loan, it's going to be more expensive than it was before.
Others, though, see the sunny side.
Michael Barr, I'm a professor of law at the University of Michigan.
Barr was also an assistant secretary at the Treasury Department and helped write Dodd-Frank. He says the changes have made things safer and fairer. And he says we're seeing economic benefits. Just look at Europe.
On a comparative basis, we're doing much better. And we're doing much better in part because we put in place the policies that were needed early on.
Republicans don't agree. Neither do many of the big banks. As for Lamsden, he says it's way too early to tell. I'm Jed Kim from Marketplace.